BBC Radio Sussex.
My lunchtime guest today is Karen Mooney. Now, Karen is the founder and MD of Sarah Eden Introductions in Surrey, a professional matchmaking service that promises to do things the old-fashioned way. Well, I'm very pleased to say Karen joins me now. Good afternoon to you, Karen.
Hello, Leslie. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. So the old-fashioned way, what is that exactly?
Well, it's matchmaking is making a comeback. I think particularly over the last 2 years, people have had bad experiences on the internet or with dating apps, and they actually want to deal with real people who've actually met people, and they've supplied 3 forms of ID. And so they know if they speak to somebody, they are who they say they are. They've supplied their ID and they are actually really looking for a long-term relationship, because all our clients are ultimately looking for a long-term relationship.
So let's take it right back then.
We've seen a huge increase.
Yeah, how did it all start for you? How did you get involved with Sarah Eden? Where did it begin?
Gosh, I started Sarah Eden when I was in my 20s. I started it on the 19th September 1988. I knew nothing about the industry. I just felt that there was a need. My friends and I go to wine bars and things, and men would come up and chat you up, but you had nothing in common. And I suddenly thought there must be a need for professional people like myself to want to meet other professional people, because we're all very busy at the time. And I set Sarah Eden up, didn't really have a lot to lose. The rest is history.
And what about the name?
34 years later this year.
Wow, that is incredible. So Sarah Eden, who is she? Is she a person? Where did the name come from?
No, she's not a person. I used to work at Buckingham Palace, and so it's a bit of the past, a bit of the future. Sarah means royal princess, and Eden is garden of love and paradise.
How lovely. Very nice. And it is. It's just a beautiful name, isn't it? It sounds lovely.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. So it's a far cry from what you were doing before then. So it must have taken quite a lot of bravery at the time then to say, right, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing something entirely different.
It did. But I just saw a gap in the market. I've always been entrepreneurial. And I just saw a gap in the market. I think, you know, at the time, there must be something for people like myself who want to find somebody for a long-term relationship and have a family or whatever. And it quickly escalated. We've had thousands and thousands of success stories, and loads of thousands of babies too. We've sent some presents to some. We've got some letters. I got a card this Christmas from the parents of our first baby we ever had. It's very rewarding, and I think the lovely thing is we can help people right up until the late 70s, 80s now. So it's lovely.
Oh, that's so lovely. So what is the age then, a typical age of somebody that comes to you, or is it not? Is it just such a broad spectrum?
It's sort of professional people, sort of 30s, mid-30s, upwards, really. We have a lot of retired people on the books who, particularly over the last 2 years, have thought about the future and actually thought, you know, I'm not actually happy being by myself. I'm widowed, perhaps. I want to find somebody to spend the rest of my life with. They might not want to get married again, but they just want somebody to do things with, travel when we can, and go to the theatre and cinema together and have meals together. So people are actually thinking about the quality of their life now, not just, you know, their everyday life.
Yeah.
And the future. They're thinking about the future.
And as you say, with dating apps and things like that just seem to be so prevalent, people want an alternative to just sliding into somebody's DMs.
Exactly. I mean, we've got 2 offices, and our London office is in Westminster, and that is very, very busy. You know, with people wanting to come in to see us, because they're interviewed. As I said, they've supplied 3 forms of ID. We have a chat with them, talk about the future, a bit about the past, and then we will show them profiles of people we think are suitable, and then they select who they want to meet from there. Then after that, they're on the books and they're selected by people. So it's lovely, and you know, we've seen a huge increase in people contacting us, particularly over the last 18 months.
And presumably you have to be quite candid, do you, when they come to you potentially with a list of requirements that are maybe, I don't know, sometimes a little bit ambitious, perhaps?
Exactly. First of all, we speak to people on the phone and, you know, we find out what they're looking for. Obviously, if somebody's got a list of, you know, a big list, a checklist, we can't help them. People have to be realistic. They have to be open to meeting people who want similar things out of life, who they've got similar sort of values as themselves. That is important, but you can't have a big tick list. Not, I mean, obviously, if you want a family and things, you want to meet men who also want to have children. Yes, that's definitely it. But if you come in and you say, I want somebody with blue eyes and blonde hair and they've got to be this tall or whatever, we couldn't help them. So we do have to turn people away, obviously. So the first process of that is on the phone. And then if they actually are okay and they do come into the office and their specifications are too narrow, we are very honest and we just say, we don't think we can help.
No. And do you become a bit of a confidant for them as they go through this process? Are you kind of a bit of a shoulder to cry on, I suppose?
Yes, we're not counsellors. We have to be careful. But, you know, we do. Yes, we obviously get to know our members. It's very, very important. It's lovely. It's lovely when, obviously we get two sides to every story. We get feedback on their dates and things, which is lovely. Just before we broke up on the 23rd of December, I phoned one of my clients. And he said he was in France. I said, oh, lovely. He said, and I'm with the lady we introduced him to. And they're really happy together. So that was so lovely.
That must be so rewarding as well. And we talked about apps and, you know, swiping left and swiping right. What do you make of them?
I think you have to be careful. I think they're probably good for the very young people. But I think, you know, as you get older, but you know, if you're in your mid-30s, you're professional, you want a family and things, you're not necessarily meeting men who want the same things as you. That's the feedback. And certainly, the older you are, I just don't think that they're a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think people want to, as I said, meet people who've been met, so they've got the personal recommendation that's important.
And how often do you get that feeling, perhaps when you're talking to a client for the first time face to face and you kind of go, oh, they would be perfect for so-and-so, this other person that's on our books. How often do you get really excited over things like that?
Oh, gosh, it's really difficult to say, to be honest, because I don't do all the interviewing.
Right.
You know, my staff do as well, but you do get that feeling. You just think, gosh, this person's going to be absolutely ideal for that person. One time that springs to mind was I had a client, male client, who was a vet, and I was in London. I interviewed this lady, and I just kept thinking, you'd be so ideal, so ideal. So she joined, and I phoned him up, and I said, I found her. I found your partner for life. And he said, well, I'm not really sure. He said, I was looking for somebody slightly different. I said, well, meet her. And he met her. He still wasn't too sure, but now they're engaged to get married. So it just goes to show.
Oh, I love that. And it must, as well as making you feel as though, right, we're on the right track and we're definitely doing the right thing, it must be really heartwarming when clients actually do, you know, get married and, like you say, have children and years later are still keeping in touch with you.
It's lovely. I mean, if you could see me, I'm sitting in one of our interview rooms surrounded by photographs of happy couples and babies and things. And it's lovely. They don't have to send us their photographs, but it's lovely when they do and they keep in contact. We even got a Christmas card from Seattle, one of our couples in Seattle. They moved out there and we get an update on their lives and their three children's lives every year. So it's lovely. So we feel part of their family, if that makes sense. And they're grateful for us because we introduced them.
Yeah. And what would you say then to anybody listening right now who perhaps is on the lookout, does want to find somebody, but doesn't really know where to start?
I would say contact Sarah Eden on the website.
Easy as that. What's the web address? What's the email address?
www.sara-eden.co.uk. Can I get the phone number out?
Yeah, please do.
0207 499 9626.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon, Karen. What a pleasure. Karen Mooney there, founder and MD of Sarah Eden Introductions in Surrey.